Hello everyone, and welcome to Lollapalooza Recap Day 3. I'm only singing because I'm trying to disguise the lack of fatigue that we both are feeling right now. Is that not right, Ryan?
Wait, you said lack of fatigue.
Oh, I meant...
I'm really
influx.
Tired.
I meant influx of fatigue.
I'm very tired.
We are wiped out, and today, Sunday... Okay, Sunday was definitely a chill day for us. There was not really much we had to see.
It was so chill.
But it was still...
That we even put ourselves through Blue October just because we
oh
wanted
my
to
gosh,
chill.
Yeah. But the bands that we did see, though, made it completely worth it, though. I mean, it's not like it wasn't bad.
It was just...
But, I don't know. I can't say it was my least favorite day because I saw two of my favorite bands today. But, anyway, let's just get right into it, shall we?
Word.
So, we need a schedule
It's right here.
Oh, we need a schedule because we need to know what we saw today.
Yeah, all right here.
Oh, you did it all today? Oh, you did. Oh, okay. Well, so we got there later to the latest we had any day.
We woke up late today.
And we went to see Heartless Bastards at 1:15. Ryan shaking his hands like so-so. Yeah, the thing is, we got so spoiled yesterday because the temperature was like 70s and overcast. Today it was up in the upper 90s and sunshiny again.
Scorching.
So we felt like we were in an oven when we got out there. We were like babies.
So we're just like, screw this.
But we heard them play three songs. We heard them play No Resolution or New Resolution, Leah, like you played on our podcast a couple weeks ago. And that was good. They're good. They'd be better in a club, though.
Yeah.
Not well for outside. And we went over, we just went to get food. We were like, screw this, we don't want to do anything. So as we were getting our food, we were treated to the sounds of Rodrigo and E. Gabriella.
They were sick.
They're an acoustic duo that thinks they're a metal duo.
Yeah.
They're actually not from, they're born in Mexico, but they're based out of Ireland now.
Really?
Yeah, I thought that was kind of interesting.
That's weird.
We were going to play their Stairway to Heaven cover that Lauren had sent me a long time ago, but for some reason I cannot get it into GarageBand. It just won't go. So actually what you're hearing right now is Knocked Up by Kings of Leon, which we'll get to later. Great title of a song, fitting for this summer.
Yeah.
You spelled Winehouse wrong, but I love the way you spelled it because it's spelled like whiny, like I'm whining.
How do you spell it?
W-I-N-E, like wine. Anyway,
sure?
Amy Winehouse, well, we definitely whined because she started late.
It sucked.
She played two songs. And we
her
were like,
hair was a foot.
It looked like
taller.
She was out of hairspray.
Like, you're retarded.
She was crap. And I heard from people later that even liked her, she put on a terrible show.
Yeah.
So we left that and went over to Lupe Fiasco. And, I mean, it wasn't anything special. We just chilled under a tree whole time. So it was fine. It was a nice kickback.
It was as good as rap can be, I guess.
Yeah, and then so for when he was done, we waited about... two songs from Blue October and decided Blue October, what? Yeah, you said when did they get that edge? They used to be like a Dave Matthews wannabe band with all these sweet little songs, and now they're like some
singing about
baby cockroaches leaving pornos in his head. I don't know.
They were the one band in Lollapalooza's guide that was compared to Nickelback.
Yeah, Nickelback got a reference in Lollapalooza's guide. Said fans of
Nickelback and
Good Charlotte
were
caught by Blue October.
Crappy.
Well, you know what? They had a crowd. Whatever.
Yeah, I mean.
So anyway, but we heard the majority of their set from listening to Kings of Leon, and where Pearl Jam people were already camped out early in the day, and they were pissing everyone off. People were getting really irked today about people trying to push up to the front. So Kings of Leon,
I stayed for
Ryan stayed for their song. He didn't really like them.
Three songs. They're okay, but I got a good spot for Peter Brion and John.
If Ryan liked them like I do, he would have loved it. It was fantastic. They played a great show, and I might actually pay to see him in Nashville now, so if anybody wants to go, let me know. I'll go with you. The lead singer got Caleb's the lead singer. The three brothers and a cousin. Caleb got a drastic haircut and shave. He looked completely different. And they just ooze cool. The bass player was fantastic. I was on his side, so I heard most of his stuff. But the drummer is the most expressionless drummer you'll ever see, but he plays, like, spot on. Him and the guitarist kept smoking the whole time. And, of course, okay, the very last song they played, what was the name of the song? I don't remember. I gotta look it up real quick. off of their second album, Mahashik Heartbreak. They played Slow Night So Long with special guest Eddie Vedder of Pearl Jam coming out and guest vocaling and guest tambourining. And the place went nuts. I couldn't even see the stage from all the hands up in the air because all those Pearl Jam fans were already down there waiting for that night and went bonkers. And that was their final song. They played for a good solid hour, played a lot of songs, played off mostly a Mahashik Heartbreak and Because of the Times, but they played Molly Chambers in there from Youth and Young Manhood. Anyway, then from Kings Leon, I met Ryan, who was already over here. You tell him about.
I was got a good spot, probably
the best spot of anybody, and then besides Muse, we got a great spot, seriously,
six or seven people from the stage, like really good, and they came out. Peter Bjorn and John, that is, came out. Three songs, really good. Three songs into it, like mid.
It was in the middle of the chill, is what they said.
Yeah, middle of the song, the chill, the bass. Bassist was complaining about his monitor, so a guy went over to, he unplugged one of the monitors, and the whole entire set shut down, like everything just turned off.
Power outage. And so I came in there, and they're not playing, and I'm like, what's the deal? And I found Ryan, and we decided to leave to go to Modest Mouse, which we got a good spot, but it's a good thing we decided to leave because they ended up playing a full set and went 20 minutes over, which would have put us way far back at Modest Mouse. So we went to Modest Mouse, and they played good. They was good. First off, they don't really work for the outdoors, is what I'm going to say. They had a six-piece. They had two drummers, which was great.
The crowd was awesome.
Johnny Marr, of course. The crowd was great. Most crowd surfing. People were singing along with everything.
Yeah.
The song selection was definitely more towards their recent. They didn't go back further than Moon in Antarctica, and they only played two songs from there. I've got the set list here. They kicked it off with Bury Me With It from Good News for People Who Love Bad News, which was awesome. That's one song I said I wanted them to see. They played all the songs we really wanted to see.
The View.
They did Paper Thin Walls off Moon in Antarctica, and they went straight to Dashboard off their new one. The rest of this, I'm not sure if this is the exact order. They did Bukowski off Good News for People Who Bad News. They did Float On, which I had some dumb redhead in front of me backing it up on me. Ugh, disgusting. I think they played Fire It Up next.
Yeah, they did.
They did Fire It Up right after Float On. Then they did The View off Good News for People Who Love Bad News, which I thought was an interesting track to choose off there. And they did Black Cadillacs, which was fantastic. Everybody was singing along with that one. And they extended that one a little bit. They did The Bridge twice.
They did The View and We've Got Everything back to back.
Oh, they did?
Yeah.
All right, so I got that wrong. They got...
whatever.
It didn't matter. Then they did We've Got Everything, which did not sound as good as the album because it did have James Mercer, the Shins on it. It was all right. Did Miss the Boat, which was great. They did Tiny Cities Made of Ashes off Moon Antarctica, one of my favorites, which we'll be playing for you later at the end. And then they did Spitting Venom at the end.
It was tight.
And it was a good set. I thought it was the most breezy set of anyone.
Yeah, I mean, it's
only 50 minutes right
now. It started out slow. They started out, they came out like 10 or 15 minutes after they were supposed to. And then.
But Isaac Brock was good spirits.
Yeah, I mean, it started out kind of. And I was like,
But they pulled it out.
I would say, like, their crowd next, like, especially for Sunday, they had the biggest draw of any, like, a lot of people were there to see Modest Mouse.
And yeah, because that's...
Next to Pearl Jam.
Yeah. Then probably Kings of Leon.
Yeah.
But it was definitely...
It was good.
That was definitely highlight number three, for sure. Then after Modest Mouse, we were pretty much done. Yeah. We went to get some food, and we listened to Cafe Tacuba, which has been around since the early 90s, the only Spanish-speaking band there, fully Spanish-speaking band. They're kind of just like a rock kind of thing. It was pretty good.
Yeah.
So Cafe Tacuba, check it out. Then we started our way over to Pearl Jam, and TV on the Radio was finishing up their set. We came in the middle of Wolf Like Me and some other of their good songs. They were good. Honestly, okay, TV on the Radio, I bought Return to Cookie Mountain. And
that was the biggest buzz CD of last year. Like everyone knew.
I bought it and I liked it, but the songs don't sound cohesive enough. It sounds like just a bunch of noise. So seeing them live was great. Yeah. They were way better live than
I got to hear my favorite album. Song on that on their CD.
Yeah.
When we were standing there, so that was pretty cool. But
they're good though, and that's the last.
I was so just out.
We
of
were
it
ready
by the
to
time,
just get out of there. And then came Pearl Jam, which we stayed till the very end and got autographs signed and everything. No, we didn't. Not at all. we stayed. The first three songs we didn't know. And, you know, I'm not a Pearl Jam fan, but the first three songs in a crowd that broad, you had to have something that most people know. And they didn't, so me and Ryan said, screw it.
Deuces.
Yeah. No. So we left, and that was it. That was the end of our Lollapalooza experience, but it was... Hands down, 100%.
What I was expecting.
Absolutely.
And no, we get to better, go to the aquarium better, tomorrow. Yeah,
go to the aquarium and the field museum. Yes. Anyway, so right now we've got a little bit. We're going to read everybody we saw here, and then we're going to go back and do
top five
of each, maybe even a low five.
Yeah.
So, okay, this is pretty much all in order what we saw, too. Fratelli's, Ghostland Observatory, Ted Leo and the Pharmacist, Polyphonic Spree, MIA, G-Love, Special Sauce, Black Keys, LCD Sound System, Daft Punk, Tokyo Police Club, Tapes and Tapes, Aqueduct, Cold War Kids, The Roots, Clap Your Hands, Say Yeah, and Hold Steady, Yeah Yeah Yeahs, Muse, Heartless Bastards, Rodrigo y Gabriela, Amy Winehouse, Lupe Fiasco, Blue October, Kings Leon, Peter Bjorn and John, Modest Mouse, Cafe Tacuba, TV on the Radio, and Pearl Jam. Not a bad weekend. Now we've got our top five. And it's impossible to narrow it down, and I'm going to make a couple exceptions, and we got a couple of ties. So really, you know what? Forget it. Ryan, just go first.
Fondest memories.
Yeah.
Tie for first, or whatever you want to say. Muse.
I just realized I don't even have them in my top five now. Oh, pathetic. Well. Oh my, okay, anyway. Just go. I'm going to make it up.
Muse, I've been a fan forever since forever. High school. They were just so. It was my first time to see them, along with 60,000 other people. It was crazy.
Pushing in our bags, great.
Stealing my camera, all that good stuff. but it was a great show. And then Polyphonic Spree, they won me over hardcore. I loved it. It was so much fun.
It was a great show.
And that's saying a lot for me to say that they tied for first with Muse, but I really liked them. Then I got the Yeah Yeah Yeahs, who just. They were real sweet.
Great.
And then,
good stuff.
Tapes and Tapes was a big surprise. Really just solid. Really good.
Yeah.
I mean, fun. I'll go back and listen to them a lot more now. And then Daft Punk, by far the weirdest and craziest. Just impressive, I guess. And just, like, outlandish. Just
honed. Just honed.
It was crazy. Neons, everything. The whole nine
so
yards.
Good. So good.
And then fifth place is Modest Mouse. They just lived up to what I expected, and it was cool to see their songs live. The crowd was really fun. That was my top five, I suppose.
All right, for me, this sucks because this is so not right. Number one, Muse. I mean, incredible. The coolest. It was unbelievable. Better than when I'd seen them the first time. Second, I'm going to go with Kings of Leon. They put on a fantastic, just tight show. And it was sweltering, too, but they kept it going. It was great. Third, I'm going to give it to the Black Keys. That's actually my number one in who I'm going to go home and who I'm surprised. I had no idea they were going to be that good, and they just blew me away. And so that was a very pleasant surprise.
It made him want to spit.
It made me want to spit. Isn't that what I said the other day? I don't remember.
Yes.
So for fourth, I've got a tie between Modest Mouse and Yeah Yeah Yeahs. Carano, fantastic. Modest Mouse, I love to hear those songs. I just love to hear those songs. And rounding out fifth, Tapes and Tapes. They were great, but they, you know, another big time pleasant surprise. Biggest surprise is Black Keys and Tapes and Tapes. Can we agree on that?
Oh, Polyphonic Spree.
I knew they were gonna be cool though.
But I didn't know they were going to be that cool.
What sucks is I didn't get to put Polyphonic Spree and Daft Punk in here. They both were just incredibly unique.
And we can't let Ted Leo in the
Can't let Ted Leo go. That was definitely close.
Besides that, it was
besides
all good.
Besides this, everything else was kind of just on the back burner. Maybe Cold War Kids. Cold War Kids were all right. They were all right.
I'm sad that we didn't get to see more of Peter Bjorn and John.
Yeah. Daft Punk was definitely the most unique thing I've ever
Daft
seen.
Yeah, Daft Punk was by far the
I think we can agree that
oddest,
that's just number one in a different category
Muse
of all.
Overall, by far number one, I guess.
Uh-huh. And Polyphonic Spree, I wish I could put them in my top five, but I don't know if I'm honestly going to go home and listen to them probably because I just don't think it's going to be the same after you've seen them on stage.
I think it's one of those things where I'm going to, anytime I have the chance, I want to
go see them. I will go see them. Yeah. Absolutely. I will go again for sure. So anyway, that's it. What are we, the suckiest?
MIA by far.
MIA was the worst thing.
Amy Winehouse was really bad.
Ghostland Observatory started off promising. Ghostland
Observatory was very disappointing.
But then sucked. We forgot to mention yesterday that we saw Clap Your Hands Say Yeah, and they were fine. The guy yelps a lot better out live,
but
I wish, you know, it was better to see them and go, oh, they're musicians, not some retard playing with his 8-track. Not 8-track. Yeah, 8-track recorder. Whatever.
MIA is honestly the only one I was like, wish we didn't have.
Yeah.
Wasted our time.
But yeah, that, to go over there. But yeah, besides that, everything else, we like, okay, that's not that great. Let's go. But so, final thoughts.
It was great. Had a blast. You guys should go.
Next year. I don't know if we'll be back next year.
Any kind of festival. I'm addicted to festivals.
I think we're gonna try Bonnaroo next year, I think. Are you down?
Yeah, I'm for sure. I'm going to try to go to ACL. Who's going with me?
That would be sweet. All right, so to leave you guys... We're going to play from our three highlights of the day. We've got, what do we have by?
Let's Call It Off by Peter, Bjorn, and John, one of the three songs that we got to see. It was impressive. Sounded good, if not better than CD, so.
All right. And then I was going to choose Black Thumbnail, which would be the first time we ever played the same song twice on Untitled and Bridled, because I think it just demands to be heard. But then I forgot all about McFearless, and they played it, and I was like, that song needs to be on there. So McFearless by Kings of Leon off their latest album, Because of the Times. And if you have not gotten that yet with me hounding you, you're a fool. And I can't do anything about it. And then finally we're going to end it off with Tiny Cities Made of Ashes by Modest Mouse, which was off Moon in Antarctica. And this is a BBC tape version that they did. So it's a little different. And it was one of their best songs.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it. I loved it, guys. It's been fun. Hopefully you've enjoyed our recaps. And... So let you know, I don't know, Untitled and Bridal might be taking a break for next couple weeks until maybe the beginning of September, writing the vidcast. It's the most ridiculous thing you'll ever see in your life. And that's it from us in Chicago's Linkin Park.
Yep.
Linkin Park, all by myself. Myself! I asked why! This is what happens when I just let myself go. All right. I'm saying bye.
Ta-ta.
Ta-ta. Ta-ta.
Let's go watch Arrested Development.
Let's do it!
Did you? instead of the map of my teeth, trying to thaw my eyes, but that's just blind to me. And I ain't living that way. I roll my sleeve and make a better man of me. I might easily just give up on the show.
I'm gonna punch you in your glasses right now!